For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. A 26-year-old Finnish hacker received a 6-year prison sentence for hacking thousands of patient records at a private psychotherapy center and attempting to extort ransoms from some of the patients. Initially revealed in October 2020, the case sparked outrage in Finland, with over 24,000 people filing criminal complaints. The Associated Press reports that hacker Aleksanteri Kivimäki was living under a false identity near Paris and was arrested by French police and deported to Finland to face charges including aggravated data breach and blackmail. Magnet Plus, an Irish telecoms company, is investigating a cyber attack that may have compromised the personal information of staff and customers. The Irish Times reports that the incident, which was detected on April 8th, prompted the company to disconnect the affected servers from the network to halt the breach. Based in Dublin, Magnet Plus offers telecommunication and data connectivity services across Ireland, Europe, and the US. The 2024 Verizon Data Breach Investigation Report has revealed a concerning cybersecurity landscape, with a surge in vulnerability exploitation as a leading cause of breaches and a doubling of the median loss from ransomware attacks. In analyzing 30,458 security incidents worldwide, including a record 10,626 confirmed data breaches in 94 countries, SDX Central notes that the report emphasizes the significant growth in attacks exploiting vulnerabilities. Researchers attribute this trend to factors such as the impact of zero-day vulnerabilities like MoveIt. Changpeng Zhao, the founder of Binance, has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for failing to implement effective measures against money laundering. According to Ars Technica, Zhao, who agreed to a plea deal and a $50 million fine, received a shorter sentence than the 3 years the prosecution had requested due to his cooperation with law enforcement. The case underscores the importance of regulatory scrutiny in the cryptocurrency industry. Several news organizations, including the New York Daily News and Chicago Tribune, are suing OpenAI and Microsoft for alleged copyright infringement. The publications, which are all owned by the hedge fund Alden Global Capital, claim their articles were used without permission or compensation in the training of AI models. According to The Verge, the evidence presented includes conversations with both AI models, which were able to reproduce lengthy excerpts of specific articles on command, indicating they were trained on specific articles without authorization. And finally, a security researcher has received a $250,000 bug bounty for uncovering a vulnerability in decentralized finance protocol Curve Finance. Cointelegraph reports that Marco Kroc identified a flaw that allowed hackers to exploit the protocol and withdraw significant sums of cryptocurrency. After confirming the severity of the vulnerability, Curve Finance awarded Kroc its maximum bug bounty. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.